So my story is about getting fired in your 20s. And I guess like the theme of the story for me is actually gratitude for the people who have pity on us young professionals who are first starting out and take time to mentor us and say a calming word when it's necessary. So I moved to Dallas, Texas for a guy who's not my guy anymore. But because I relocated, there was some shuffling around with my job, and I ended up working for a temp agency, which is code for I get paid $12 an hour and they charge $75 an hour. And so I ended up being placed at this insurance broker's office. He was a general liability and property insurer. It was just a very nondescript office building in this place in Dallas called the Mixmaster. It's where 75 and 635 meet up, so there's a whole lot of traffic. Big black building working on, like, I don't know, the 12th floor or something like that. Gray cubicles. But anyway, this guy that I worked for, his name was Jack. And I think that's because he didn't know Jack. And basically, you know, what my job was to do is he would get a retail client and say, okay, we need to do an insurance quote. And I would just punch a bunch of numbers into the system, come up with a quote. He'd tack 10% on, and out it would go. But the thing that bothered me the most about Jack was every day his office door was open, my cubicle was next to it, and he would just lounge in his office chair and call up his retail insurers and just shoot the breeze with them, you know. I'll never forget just his drawl as he said, "Lottie, how about those Cowboys?" And it was just every day it was like that. But Jack had this great assistant named Marie, who she was really the brains of the office management. Marie was kind of a stern woman, didn't really smile, but she made sure that, you know, the work got done and done right. And I really liked Marie. So I trained at this place for like 3 months. And during this time, we had a system that made our job so much easier. It was just seamless from start to finish, very automated, but Jack insisted on us using file folders, and it was such a process, lots of printing, you know, manually signing things, and it was just so not efficient at all. And so I talked to my coworker, Melissa, who was a bit timid, and I said, hey, let's go ask Jack if we can use this system instead of the file folders. And Melissa was a lot smarter than me, and she was like, no, I wasn't picking up on the signal. She was. And so I marched right into Jack's office, and I said, Jack, what do you think about using this system? I think it would be great. And Jack came and hawed, and he was like, no. And I also have to mention Jack. He thought it was very fascinating that my name Lauren rhymed with his girlfriend's name Karen. I very much enjoyed being introduced to Karen. He went, Lauren, Karen, Karen, Lauren. But anyway, that's an aside. But that Friday, I need to wrap up, I know. But that Friday, after I asked him about using that new software, it was like 4:30. Oh, I think you know what's coming. And Marie had to sit me down, and she told me, very professionally, that I had been fired. And my 23-year-old self was quite emotional about this, because I thought, oh, I'm such a good student, I worked so hard. And, you know, I was collecting my things, and I started crying, and I forgot that the doors were locked, And I left the office, and so I had to knock on the back door to get in, and I was just crying and crying. And a lady named Pam opened the door for me, and she saw me crying, and I told her what happened, and she said, "Don't you shed one tear for this place. When I saw you, I thought you were going to be a doctor." Oh, Pam, Pam. And she hugged me. She gave me a real hug. And, you know, as great as her advice was, I'm sorry, Pam, I just continued to cry and hug everybody else in the office goodbye. And as I collected my things at my desk and wrapped up, Marie was standing there, and Jack came back to the office, and he froze. And he looked at Marie, and he said, "What's she doing here?" And I don't know why, in my 23-year-old mind, I thought this was okay. But I looked at him, and I said, "Sir, you hired me. Why didn't you have the courage to fire me?" And I don't remember what he said. I don't remember one bit after that. But the thing that lives rent-free in my mind is Marie, the woman who was the brains of that office. I will never forget the big smile on her face as he got his dressing down. Never forget that. And Pam, of course. And of course, I've come full circle. I now work in insurance. Thank you.